So therefore, the Mechaber is telling us, you're not a Shliach Tzibur anymore. Sarach l'sar of ma'at. So you should refrain. You should refuse. Ma'at a little bit. Not a little. Paidim shi'ar l'nei ha'teir. You shouldn't go up right away. But don't refrain too much. The first time, so the Gabbai comes over to you, and he says, can you please daven for Amid? No, I don't want to daven. The second time, maybe I'll daven. Make it look like you're ready to go daven. The third time already, he asks you, you should go daven. We don't even see that today. People just say, no, I'm not going up. Let's say it's an Adam Gadol. Let's say it's going to be a Chacham, someone who is deserving of Kavod. Ain't a Messiah of Leklal. If he tells you to go down to Amid, can't be Messiah at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down the halacha of the Ain't Messiah of Leklal, brings places. The Dabar Gas is Sushar, Apilo Aimer, Adam Gadol. Normally, Apilo Adam Gadol, Yisar, but over here, you're not the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, Ain Misarbin, Legadol. Although Taisis is Mashma, maybe not so, but the halacha is that you're not Misarbin Legadol. Fine. So we have over here the Pashit with the Oilam, I assume, relies on this. Halacha not relies on this. They use this. And therefore, when the one who's in charge of getting the Baltfila, right away, the person says, I don't want to daven. But we are going to see now when this halacha was said. Was this said even bizman azeh, or maybe only at a certain time? We are going to see midrashim. It's a little bit of a different type of a shir today because we're going to see those that do daven for the amid. We're going to see chiddush some chiddushim gedolim today from our achrayim, and the olam will enjoy the shir. Whether we are going to change daven for the amid or not, I can't. I can't guarantee that I'm going to convince you to do that. But what I will tell you is that you will enjoy the different pieces of information that we are going to uncover today. So let's see. The Mechaber sounds like this. Im Toshli Atzibur. The first place where the Akranim say that the halacha today doesn't apply is because it is Mechaber. Someone's davening for an omen, and he makes a mistake, or he does it in those days, it would be common. If you didn't have a siddur, you didn't know the words. Someone has to go up and pray instead of him. Someone has to go up and stand in for the Amid. Now, lo yisarev. Right now, if the Gabbai goes over and says, could you take over? Lo yisarev. You can't be Masarev. It would be a common, it might be a case of, let's say, someone's davening for the Amid, and he's a Shliach Tzibur, he finishes Shemayin Esrei, right? And then let's say he has to use the restroom. Maybe an emergency comes. And now the omen is empty. So now, don't be misarev. Many feel that if, why not? Why lay misarev? Because the tzibur is waiting. And we're going to see right now the Eish El Avraham, the Vichacha, who is going to tell us, the Olam will follow this. Please tell this to other people too. That's why I hope that the Olam will see the shir today. Because we are going to see exactly when the halacha of when you're misarev and when you're not misarev. We see from the Mechaber here, you're not always going to be Misarev. And sometimes you have to go up and don't stop and don't refrain for a second. Says the Eish El Avraham. I put in bold the main parts over here, but if anyone's going to want to see the whole piece, then it's all here. Nira, the Loi Shayach Zeh, Rak Betulas Yudches. First of all, you're only Misarev by Shemayin Esrei, but not by Slichas, of Psukah de Zimra. So if you're sending up someone for Slichas, imagine that, Slichas, or Psukah de Zimra, then the individual has to go up. You can't be Misarev. That's the first of all. That's the first part of the Eish El Avraham. It's Tichud the Tziburo. The Gamnit. Now, why would Shemayin Esrei be any different? Why would Shemayin Esrei be different? Why is Shemayin Esrei? So the Pashit is Shemayin Esrei is Shrara. It's you're representing the Tzibur. But as you will shortly see today, the Shliach Tzibur is not being mighty the Tzibur anyway. Gamnira. Second of all, look at what he says. She'ein Zerak Rabbeis Hakneses Hakadosh Sheyesh by Mamana. That's when you have a shul, and you have a mamun, as someone is appointed, lahani kol prate asdar. He takes care of everything. And without this person, no one is going to raise their hand. You don't have that in the shul. Everyone has a different position. He's not the mamun. Ain't paid. There's no paid the kishachar halos bal. if the Olam is not upset with this person, yeah, if the Olam doesn't want him to daven Amid Avadi, he shouldn't be going up. It's what the Olam wants. So in the summer, there was no Mamona there anyway. There's nobody there except for me. The Olam thinks that I became the Gabbai over there. There's no Mamona there. If there's no Mamona, so what do you be Messiah? There's no one to be Messiah. Go up. If in the shul at the time, there is no person whose job is to tell you to go daven to the Amid, so the Eish Lev Rav is saying, you just go up. What do you mean Messiah? Why is the shul waiting for the minion to begin? So again, if there's a Mamonos, so he has a job, he doesn't actually mean, although he says, Kol Prate Asdarim, he means that if the shul has someone whose job is to tell the who to go daven to the Amid, so of course you're not going to go up without him telling you to. It's his job. So that would be disrespectful. But if you're at a minyan and there is no gabbai there whose job is to tell the oil to go up, you can't be messiah. You're not going to be messiah. As long as the people there in the shul are not upset with the you as davening for as the Baal Tefillah. Next, I'm reading you the next one. We'll go back to the rest of yourself later. The dash beerless Baal. If he, this individual anyway davens for davening many times. And we know, therefore, she'ikar kavanasa enim tzad abrius. He's doing it l'shem shemayim. Most people are davening for Amid. They're doing it. They're not doing it because of the they won't covet, right? Ulepamim kishe day she'ein sham yosef machshir imenu. So if you know that there's nobody better than you, harayasiyah bepamachas, you're balgayim. You know, if someone goes over to someone who knows how to daven for Amid, and he doesn't want to daven, he's a balgayim. Why don't you want to daven for? You're a balgayim. That's what he's saying. You're a Balgaiva. Ve'ene derech emes, chas v'shalom. Someone, Misari, is someone who really doesn't know how to daven. So then don't daven. Upshita, he says, shalei istavnu chazal. Chazal never intended, b'mesh ein peveli v'shav. If you're peveli, but you're not shavim, I don't want to daven for them at all because I'm a chashav of Baal Tfila, and I'm going to daven for this Tfila, whether it's a Meiriv Friday night, let's say, or it's going to be a Pesuk in the Zimra. What's the kavanas chazal? The mi shekapov came shekafiv came libay b'siruvay. His piv and his libay b'siruvay. I don't feel that I'm wrong. That's pshat. Not that I'm this tefillah that you're asking me to daven is below my chashivas. Acher kach they have sar mishtanas daitei v'anu kishiyesham rabin ritzuyim chashar. There have to be other people that are right to daven like you. If everybody knows that you're a chashav about tefillos, even if so most people that are not davening for Amid, ask yourself why they're not davening for Amid. They're not doing it because of the humility. They're either doing it because of their own personal reasons. They don't want to feel meshubed. They don't want to daven for Amid because then they're stuck at the Amid. They can't. It's necessary for them to daven a certain speed, possibly. We see from over here the Eish Lev Rav again. Just to review over here, first of all,
to make a difference, when someone feels they can't do the.
So don't sing. No one said you have to sing. there's the Eish. We're going to see soon. So again, first of all, it's only Shemen Esrei. So in the Zimran, nobody has a right to go up and say that they don't want to go down for Amid. If someone goes over to you, what's so hard to say? Look at the Zimran. What's so hard to say the words? All you got to do. I say that most of the people that are going up there anyway are not even saying their own speed. They're following what I say. They're only following what I have to say. So I can down for the Zimran. They don't need anybody up there. I just get to sit down this way. That's the only difference because everyone's following whatever I'm up to anyway. So it doesn't really make much of a difference. So in the Zimran, then there's no excuse. Is slichas? It's not negiah because slichas anyway is I'm down for Amid. I don't know what happened first meaning, but all I can say to Olam is that at certain parts of the tefillah, there's no excuse to be nesarim. Whoever you are, you have to go up. If you don't go up, then it's gaivur. If the gabbai goes over and says daven suk in the zimra, and it's below you, what me daven suk in the zimra, then that's gaivur. So Lord, you can go to anybody over now, sitting the Zimra, and they all have to. There's no excuse.
People come late; they don't want
me. I guess it could be. That's what they don't want. And And second of all, by Ma'ariv, there's also no excuse. Because when the Eishel Avram says Tfilas Yilchef, the Baal Tfilah has to be Maitzi. So maybe it's not, we're going to see shortly. Maybe he doesn't have the right Kavanas. Look at Ramosha Shtemach. Ramosha Shtemach says like this. Also, Nira She'ikarak paid them his manam. She'rubam lo'hayi b'kiyim. They weren't b'kiyim. V'hayitzi yisam she'ach tibur. But Rab, many people at Dami made mistakes. So then, ain't lot, you can't be a baki. But today, you have a siddur in front of you. Abul b'zmanenu, you're not being mighty to the tibur anyway. The rubam kikulam, most people, ru'uyim l'shirt, at least during the weekday, there is nobody that can tell me they can't down for them, unless you don't know how to read. And maybe that's a fear. People don't know how to read. The b'shabbos nimnayim, says Ramay Shishtah. Okay, maybe Shabbos, like Yitzi just said, they don't, they shame like Kolarev, they don't have a sweet voice. Amachzikin is kulo, but definitely the b'mayla, the baki, the idea. You're not allowed to be Masar. He doesn't say you're not allowed, we'll see shortly you're not allowed. You be the tibur. He writes like this. And let's say you don't hold like I say, but name is just, let's say you always have to be Masar, at least based upon like we learned in the Pleistin. The Makam Sharayim. If you see Shame Rats and Leah Shayat Tiba, no one wants to go down for the Amid, and now there's a delay, but Tfilam is Akheves, Asr Lailisar. And he brings the halacha that I said to you before, that a middle of Shemen Esrei, the after Shemen Esrei, the Baal Tefillah can't daven anymore, you're not allowed to be Misari. And he brings that as a raya, if you see that the tzibur is ma'akiv, and that's why in some of these minyanim, nobody goes up, and if this man is barchu, is 8:10, and no one's going up, it's aser to be Misari. Someone has to go up. And those that don't want to go up because, oh, they want to daven their own speed, but it's Tircha de Tibura. Tircha de Tibura is a tremendous, tremendous chisaron in Kavod HaTibur. There's a Medrash Shanchuma, number 6. Medrash says, if someone has a sweet voice, you should be Pirates al Shaman. Those days, we learned many years ago what they did in Pirates al Shaman. Then we have the Pasuk that says, Kavod HaShem Ha'incha. What is mehaincha? It comes from your throat, from your voice. If you look at the brackets over there, that it's kailei arv. Someone wants to give kavod to Hashem, dam for amen. If someone has a voice and they can sing, they can't sing, but they can dam for amen and they can impress upon the olam through their tefillah that they are going to daven better. So that's giving kavod to Hashem. Is a vayikra rabba medrash. B'nai aser b'nei adam mechnasal beis haknesses. There are 10 that go into a shul. The echad mehen yedem. One knows. Dain mitzvah shayshani. You're a rose. If you go up and down in Piramid, you're a rose. Bein hachaychem. I want to show the oil here from the Sefer Kol Yaakov. So maybe we should post this because this would be a good poster in the shul of the need to. This was many years ago. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said. And if we can impress this upon the Olam, not just here, everywhere you go, no one's down for Amid. The Sefer Olam Shabeach, he brings like this. He brings from Yitzchak, Yeshlar Alanyim, Ketevas Ashliach Tibur, many times is empty. No one wants to act the Tafkid, no one wants to be the Shliach Tibur. Lemarais, although, there's Chuyas Atzumais, she has Be'etem is Atru Shayehudi, someone who's called the Shliach Tibur, is a tremendous chusim. Look at the words that he writes. Does he have to plead? If Ne'am is fallen, you have to plead with someone to go up to Dan Vidamin. Yehudi Mandu, let's say, look at these words. It's beautiful what he says. If you imagine you go over to someone, V'yaymer, and he says to you, I'm not right. I'm not right to be a Shliach Tzibur. Oh, you know what you tell him? Tell him, if you reach that madrega, you're an anavade, that you're going to have the right, you should be the Shliach Tzibur. If someone's going to tell you that I'm not right to be the Shliach Tzibur, oh, you're an anav, you're right to be the Shliach Tzibur. You should go down for the Amid now, because you're such an anav. The Iker is, you're not, why are you Masari? Because it's Gaiva. But you're not a Baal Gaiva, you're an anav. Oh, you're an anav? So now go down for the Amid. You're not going to be Masari. Look what he writes here, Ulahashir es ha'amid reik, the meshach dakles, to leave it empty for a few minutes. What should happen in shul? Look what he writes. The gabbai, everybody should want to go daven for amid. It should end up that the gabbai should have to make a pshara. Who should daven for amid? Because everybody should be running to daven for the amid. It's so important to daven for amid that the what should be happening is the Gabbai should have to make a gairo who should get the Amid. But we should all be running to daven for the Amid. So I want to therefore share with you, let's go to Rav Scheinberg now. If everybody should be davening for the Amid, so why did Rav Scheinberg daven for the Amid? He made sure to daven for the Amid every single day as a Shliach Tzibur. So we're going to see Chidushim Gedolim now. If the Olam is going to read this with me, so everyone here, whoever watches this video, will have no excuse not to daven for the Amid. So although, yes, maybe Mutav Shu Shayin Ba'ayu Mizeh, then maybe if I wouldn't tell you what Rav Scheinberg says and the way he learned, there are 5 reasons why I daven for the Amid. But if, maybe if I wouldn't tell you, then everyone would have an excuse. And now you don't have that excuse anymore. But if the Olam is going to learn this with me, you'll be mezaka many, many people by just learning Pashat the Halachas in Shulchan Aruch. And we can, through our efforts, we will be mezaka. This is Mechaber says like this. It's a Chiddush Mishnah Berurah here, but let's learn the Mechaber. Hishashliach Chayzer Atzilu. So Chazar is Hashatz. We've spoken about this. The Lashon of the Mechaber is a very, very powerful world. Everyone has to be quiet. You have to listen to the words and answer Amen. Then Ein Oites, if you don't have 9 people that are listening to Chazar is Hashatz, Karav, these are the words that everybody spends time on the Mechaber. It's Karav. He doesn't say it is a Baruch Vatala, but it's Karav Niyais Berchatzav Vatala. It's a Baruch Vatala. Why is it Chazar Sashat? No one's listening to it about feel. Everyone's doing their own thing. Some people are learning. Some people are walking out. How many people, if you look around the shul, especially maybe a mincha time, are actually listening to the words? Not 9 people. And therefore, it's Karav. It's Karav. L'chein, says the Mechaber, Kol Adam, everyone who's a part of the minyan, has to make himself as if there's no one else besides him. There's no time. There's no 9. And therefore, I know the Olam likes to learn during Chazar Sashat, but if everyone's going to learn, then it's a Karav Lebracha Levatala. So everybody has to look at as if they are one of these 9 people. Now the Olam could say to me, what happens if I look around the shul and I see that there's no one else listening? So what am I listening for? It doesn't help anyway because I'm only 1. I need another 9 people together with me to listen to the Baal Tefillah. The doesn't say that either. You look at it as Ein Tezulase. You have to listen to the Baruch HaLechazin. Then he said, Yeshayim Shkolam Yamdu, everyone should stand. Okay, that's not for now. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Kiddush Gadol. Ba'olam Noyegin, the world, we are Mitzarif, to the Minyan, who was Fal Chazar Safchat, Afilu Mishi Yayidim Ba'i, you know, Mishabu is telling you this. So he's telling you this went on in his days also. We use for the minyan even people that are talking. And they're not listening to Chazar Sashat's Karoy. They're definitely not listening. So how are we doing that? The Nirali, look what the Mishabu says. The Pigigayin Zeh, Taiblis Naig, what should you do? You look around, you see no one's listening to Chazar Sashat's. The honest truth is that we do not, any minyan does not have 10 people, maybe there are 5, there are 6, unless maybe you're in a minyan where there's a speech about it before and everyone listens to Chazar HaSashat. The Tayyib L'Ismai K'mesh HaKasav V'Seichon Shulchan Shleim what? She'yisna Shliach Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur should make it tonight. Before he does Chazar HaSashat, what does he say like this? She'i lav yanu tisha amen. If there are not 9 that are answering V'yichavnu and having Kavanah to the brachas that I'm saying, that my tefillah is a tiresome dollar. You hear what the Mishnah Berurah said? How many Baal tefillahs do that? Mishnah Berurah is saying that every person that davens for the Amid, before he does Chazar HaSashat, has to say, he doesn't have to, he's saying that he should do this. Toiv, the snide. What should you do? You should make a tonight. Now making a time, he's saying it. And if no one is going to, if I don't have 9 people that are listening to me, I'm davening the tiresome dollar. I'm giving a present to Hashem. It's not me din Chazar HaSashat. It's a tiresome dollar. I can daven an extra Shemayin Esrei. Says Rav Scheinberg, so being that nobody really knows this halacha, so he has to daven for Amid every time. Because if he doesn't daven for Amid, and someone else is going to daven for Amid, so he's making, it's Karav L'Bracha L'Vatala. So Rav Scheinberg said, I got to daven for Amid because I know the halacha. And because I know the halacha, every time he would daven Shemayin Esrei, right? So again, he didn't do this by Meir. This wouldn't work for Meir, because by Meir, there's no Chazar Sashat. So he would daven Shachris, and he would daven mincha for the Amid every single day. I don't remember what age I read in this. I read in one of these svarim until it was an older man already. But that was one reason that he felt But now the oil here knows this halacha. So if you are davening Tadamit, right before you daven, whether it's Chazaret Sashah Shakris or Chazaret Sashat Mencha, you should have in mind that if I don't have nine people listening to me, make it tonight. So you need a Tanai Kofel. You don't need a Tanai Kofel. I'm not going to go into the Dinam of Tanai. You don't need it because you only need a Tanai Kofel to show that you really mean it. But this is what you really mean. So when you're davening Tadamit, before you start, you have to do this every day. Or you can do it once in a while. These are questions that they ask for Chaim Kanievsky. Whenever you make tonight, you have to do it every day, or do it once a week, once a month, or every time I daven Shemen Esrei, it should be B'tayr Sundavon, I do Chazar Sashat. There's no answers to those types of questions, but we should do it whenever we can remember to do it. We should make a tonight. Anyway, that's the first thing that he said. I saw a Chiddush Gadol from the River of Ephraim, and the River of Ephraim says like this. He brings down from the Eretz Tzvi, Chiddush Gadol from the Eretz Tzvi, that the Eretz Tzvi, for those that recall that were in Lublin, the Eretz Tzvi was Rav Tzvi Fromer. Rav Tzvi Fromer became the Rosh Yeshiva after Rav Meir Shapiro. Meir Shapiro built the Yeshiva. After a couple of years, he passed away. And then Rav Tzvi Fromer took over, and he was the Rosh Yeshiva until the war, and during the war, until they killed out everybody in Lublin. So he was many times Malamed Tzus on Klal Yisrael. And he writes like this, Ra'isi l'nachal l'hatik. So the river, wait, I didn't see it in the Eretz Tzvi, I saw it in the Eretz Ephraim, across the Eretz Tzvi. Li mitzchus, al kama me'amayin sheshay. Many of us, let's be honest, Masha Baruch Mar Geshem, we all say Mar Atalos, if you didn't say Masha Baruch, you don't have to go back. But how many times does it happen that you're in Shemen Esrei, and we're going to change December 4th, 5th, we were saying Talmata L'bracha, and we finish Shemen Esrei, I didn't know, do I say it, did I say it, I didn't say it. And many times we're going to say, oh, you know what, I must probably said it. We excuse, although Halacha says you should say it again. There are many times, Ya'al V'yavei, how many times over Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, you know, did I say Ya'al V'yavei? I didn't. Almost probably I did say it. But Halacha says it's probably you didn't say it. You didn't say it. You're not used to saying it. But we, in our own minds, look for reasons why we did say it. So many, and we do that often. So his Eretz Tzvi is Malamed Tzus. I'm not telling you, halacha is if you're not sure, you should daven over again. Again, unless there's exceptions, there's always exceptions. Unless you knew, and then you mamish, you tuned out for a minute. I don't want to go through all those halachas. But look what he says. And this is why another important reason for the Shliach Tzibur. My Riddick, the Shliach Tzibur needs to know this. Nirlin is Daite. I want to be Malamed Tzus. Many people forget Halamater, or the other way around. Did the Eved the Yaitzin? Why the Yaitzin? Look at this Chiddush Gadol. The Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, those people that are in the fields and they're anisim v'tridi, they can't daven for Amid. Can't. They're busy. They're Yaitzin from the Shliach Tzibur Lishmiya. That's the Gemara in the Rosh Hashanah. They're not even in shul. They don't have to be in shul. They can't daven. They're busy. They're at work. The Gemara says that the Shliach Tzibur is Yaitzin the Am Shabbos Adas. So he says like this. He brings down Pisces. The Misha is Balaam. Someone who daven, but he forgot Yahweh, so he did daven. He's an honest, the Torah. You forget Yahweh because you're an honest in the Torah. The Yaitza, you Yaitza with the Shliach Tzibur, even though you're not even know this. Even if you're not paying attention to Chazar HaSashat. In Cain, look what he writes. Call Shliach Tzibur Sheba Oilam, Shema Spal, Kohagan that davens properly, is being mighty. All of these that forgot the Alvi over it. All of these, they forgot the same Kalamot. And therefore, all this, he has to have this in mind. So now he says, even Shazet, when they died, there wasn't a Brachal Batala. Because you're now helping them be Yaitza without even listening. Here, Chiddush Eretz Tzvi, that the Shliach Tzibur is actually being mighty all those that forgot the Alvi over it. Or they forgot, they said the wrong thing. They said the same Talmud or the same bracha at the wrong time. And they didn't go back. They're considered an honest. Shliach Tzibur is mighty there. So the Shliach Tzibur has to have this in mind. Shliach Tzibur is actually being, even Bizman Hazeh, the Shliach Tzibur is being Yaitzeh, all those people that didn't say it.
But you need one Shliach Tzibur in the whole world that says it's right.
What?
One Shliach
Tzibur. No, it's a very good Ephraim. I'm sure it's not as many of her, and it has to be Yoshua. That's how it works. It has to be that they die. It can't be just stomp. That's what everyone on the Chayim on the Gemara speak about.
My point, once the guy's not doing every question, he doesn't have a sheep blood deeper. He has a hard time pronouncing the words clearly.
So that's what we're going to see. I'm going to go through five reasons of Rav Scheinberg in a minute.
You have the one.
You're going to see him in. I'm going to get to that anyway. But I want to read you one.
You need to have in mind the tonight or this or
yeah, you need to have this in mind. I think you might not having in mind. Very good. You're gonna have to have this in mind too.
Well, you're gonna make a flex.
Then in the Sefer HaKadosh, she also talks about just to show you what maybe people don't want to daven. They don't get to say Amen. And the Amen is so important. So he says that the Amen is very important in Echanami. But if you read the last line of Ati Eshlavin, Chavad Lech and Shbarko Eivlech Ne'ateva, someone who is Eivlech Ne'ateva is so loved by Hashem. If you're a Mashpia, to have people say Amen Yehesh Me'er Abba, and to be your Goyrim to be Ma'ir with your singing, and there's Regesh in the Shul, there's nothing more Chavad Takadish Baruch, you're a Mashpia. As a Mashpia, it's greater than any the answering of the Amen. Okay, so now we had one. Let's go back to Rav Scheinberg. I told you he had five reasons why he davened for Amen. Another time he said, and this is just beautiful from Rav Scheinberg. He says, if you can daven, when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you're talking to Hashem. Right? You're talking to Hashem. You say Baruch Atah. You're discussing to Hashem. So instead of davening to Hashem 3 times a day, you're talking to Hashem. If you daven for Amen, you get 6 times to talk directly to Hashem. But you want to talk to Hashem 6 times instead of 3? Okay, it's not going to be 6 because we have, let's do 4. Let's talk about chakras and mincha. Scheinberg says, if you can talk to Hashem directly during Shemayin Essay, the Shekhinah is with you. We know that. The Gemara says, you're talking to the Shekhinah. Why wouldn't you want to talk to Hashem 4 times instead of 2? Right? I'm saying the other one anyway. I'm talking about the additional 2 times. So he says, I would daven for Amen. I have an opportunity to talk to Hashem 4 times directly. Baruch atah Hashem. I'm talking to Hashem. You're talking directly to Hashem. Then you can do it 4 times. Why do it 2? That was another thing that he said. He then brought the Medrash that I learned with you also. He also said an interesting reason why daven for Amen. Because being that you need 100 brachas a day, sometimes you don't have the 100 brachas. If you're going to daven the Shemayin Esrei and you can do the Chazaras Hashav, you get another 18. So you do it twice, you get 36. You got your 100 brachas a day. And then he says what Abrumi said, why do you daven? He felt bad. There were many people that were, if they were asked to daven, so now you're just saying they have to go up, they're not going to daven properly. He didn't want to embarrass them. So because he didn't want to embarrass them, so he just davened for Amen. This way, you go up, you daven for Amen. All those people that don't know how to daven, who have to daven, they won't be embarrassed. So the only reason he did it was not to embarrass the people there that didn't know how to daven for Amen. So he would daven for Amen every single day. I assume that most people today, yeah, maybe the younger generation, I don't know, when we were growing up, there was no Kriya, we didn't need Kriya classes. Today you have Kriya classes, we all know how to read, I think. The younger generation has a problem with reading. Not sure what's going on with the why all of a sudden Kriya, but it's become a major, major focus on Kriya. I think all of us know how to read. I hope we know how to read. If we know how to read, so we should not be embarrassed to go up.
Slower,
so that's right. So then it's Tirchel Tzibur in that way. Then it's not, that's like we started with. It's not Noyach Tzibur. So the Tzibur doesn't want to hear from them. I understand. But it has to be that there's a good reason why the Olam is not davening. So now let's go to the two Shilas that have happened, which are really important. Shila number one is, and I see this constantly also, with people leaning when they're davening Shemayin Esrei, but the shayla that I was asked is because being that the Shliach Tzibur is so important, is a Shliach Tzibur, could he sit in a wheelchair and daven for Amen? Or could he lean? I want to learn this sugi with the Olam over here because I have a major, major kasha on one of the Achrayinim, and you'll tell me what you think. As I always say, if you don't look things up, you rely on people and then you get in trouble. You always have to look it up. If it's halacha l'maisa, if it's a medrash, or it's going to be some divrei agada, so it's not the end of the world. But if it's halacha, so I want to hear what the Olam says quickly. The remaining time, we'll start with Shemayin Esrei, Kriyas HaTorah, and you'll tell me what you think. Says the Mechaber like this: Yesh li zar shloi litz mechatzmei. You should not lean. La'amid or lechaver b'shas tefila. So you should not lean on the amud or your friend during tefila. You have to stand. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this: Why? Why do you have to stand? So Mishnah Berurah says that Tam Tefila Tzricha Amida Kedil Kaman. He brings later on, it's covered, that's how you daven to Hashem. But Amida Shal Yidei, so if I'm leaning like this, let's say I'm on my shtender, people have a shtender, Lo Yichashiv Amida, I'm not standing. What about Smicha Ktsas? Or I'm going like this, Mamish, I'm standing like this. Please, Smicha Ktsas, I know Shesh Tzaymich B'miktas. Shemi not to Loisei Dabi, you're not going to fall. If I'm standing like this, if you remove the shtender, I'm not falling. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that should be Mutter. Yei Shayim Im HaTam, no, but there are those that say, You have to be be'ema. If he's that, but it's always also. So it could be medical. So someone has a difficult time standing straight, and they want to stand like this. The makamatchak they could be medical, but la halacha you should not be leaning at all. You should be standing like this, and not in any way looking like you're leaning. And then he brings down. Look at later on in Hilchos Piyos Hatorah, which we're going to get. Says the Mishnah Berurah by the Chav Gimel, don't stand on the standard, which we just said. Whenever you have to stand, when you see a Sefer Torah, well, in other words, when they take out the Sefer Torah, you can't stand like this either. Whenever you have to stand, you have to stand without any smicha, even tzas. So you're never allowed to lean like this. Says the Shulchan Atar. So what about he himself talks about a Shliach Tzibur. So in the Sefer Shulchan Atar, he says like this. Chain Shliach Tzibur. But the Lekha Da'adav Mineh, if there's no one that can daven that's better than him, he can daven miyushiv. In the Afshar Lailaman, we see that b'di'evad, you're okay. In other words, the Mechaber says, yesh li zar. But what happens if it's not shayach? We know that. You're in a car. You're on a plane. You can't stand. Now, lach is you could sit. Preferably, lachatchili is supposed to stand. Not only are you supposed to stand, you're not supposed to lean. But if you have no other choice, and you have to sit, not only can you sit, the Shliach Tzibur too can sit. That's what seems right here from the Shulchan Atar. If there's no other option, so then even the Shliach Tzibur, there's the Lekka Adif Mineh. Now, Lekka Adif Mineh is, like I said to you before, what does it mean, Lekka Adif Mineh? It means because he's having Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and he is a chazen, or he has yard sight. That was what the question they asked me was. Someone has yard sight, he wants to daven for Amid. So does that mean that there's nobody better than him and he wants to sit in a wheelchair? Could he do that or not? So let's wait a moment here. But right now, we see this din of Kal Tefillah. Let's go to Kriyas HaTorah, because here is where I see people get an aliyah and they lean. What's the halacha there? Sarach likrois movement. When you're reading the Sefer Torah, you have to be standing. Same idea. Alam Kain is very heavy. L'chein HaChazen, not only the one who is getting the aliyah, HaKairit Sarach Lamed and HaKairit. So both of them, L'chein HaChazen HaKairit, we'll have to see what that means. What does it mean, Chazen HaKairit? Because it says Sarach Likris Mumud. So that means the one who's reading it has to be standing. L'chein HaChazen HaKairit also, with the Kairit. That means the Chazen who's calling up, seems to be the Gabbai who calls up, also has to be standing, can't be leaning. So let's see. Let's talk to the Mishnah Berurah like this. When we come up on b'di'evad, if you did read Sefer Torah sitting, you're yaitza. You don't have to read again. Oh, we see that it's possible to have a balkayra read sitting. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Rafilu lis mechtas, same as in Hilchos Tefillah. Haynu afilu smicha ktas, sheminot lis adavu la'ipo, gam kein aser. Because he brings the reason of Ema. So you can't have someone, whether it's the balkayra or the one who's getting the aliyah, because the balkayra is representing him, either one of them, can't be, even if you would pull away the bima, they wouldn't fall, they can't be leaning. So you can't have someone who gets an aliyah, you see this often, someone gets an aliyah, is going to lean like this, you can't do that, because that's not Amen Yerov. Says the Mishnah Berurah right there, unless he's a Baal Basar, Chayla, Zaken Harbe, they can't stand without a smicha, Yizar again, okay, so they could be Yismach Tzatz, but V'lo Yismach Kol Kach, Hachem Yinatol, I say Dabar Yipol, we have Shalai Lismach. The ending is there. What happens if it's impossible? Utsarach salat time koy mutter gam bezeh. He has no choice. Mishnah Berurah clearly says, if no choice at all, except to lean mutter gam bezeh. You're allowed to. Achla yishin al mapa. Interest in the Lord's not careful with this either. Not to lean on the actual mapa because then you're using tashmishe kedusha el al shulchan atzmai. Rely on the table. You have to know what he's talking about over here. The table. It's the the mapa, the table is the kedusha. The mapa is the tashmishe kedusha. So what does he mean with achlayishin al mapa shal shulchan shetashmis kedusha el al shulchan atzmai? Unless he's looking, the Mishnah Berurah is looking at the mapa as serving the sefer Torah, and the shulchan is serving the mapa. So if someone wanted to lean, we have blast over there and have a mapa. But if there would be a mapa, you would move it. Right, the shulchan will be tashmis to tashmis, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. So the shulchan is a tashmis. So if you wanted to leave, you would have to move the mapa and lean on the table itself because the table is a tashmis to tashmis.
We want to talk about a tanai that shouldn't have the kedusha.
Yeah, but it's very, the tanai is the evidence. It's really not so pashut. can't really make such a tanai where it's a design. With the shul, yeah, that's why I always say people that put things on the, putting the toys on the Matzah Shabbos program, I always say don't do it. We spoke about this because of the, you can't really make it tanai, especially over here. There's no the glass. You're not removing the glass. You're putting it down on the bima, which is Kedusha. Say, the Torah goes on it, so you can't really make it tonight. Says the Meir de Kedusha Barovah, Chen Chazan Akhayr. Look what he says. Who Adin Hasgan. That means the one who's calling up, Sha'imin Eitzah Sefer Torah. So the Gabbai can't lean either. He also has to stand because he's rep. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu when he gave the Torah. It was Moshe Yeshua. Oid Kasab. So what happens? I remember this. I had to lay. Very long Sefer Torah. I can't see the top of the page unless I'm going to lean. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about that case. So he says, Shapam Shah Sefer Torah Ruchi Gedai Laharbe. Bakairish Etar Lichlam Etar Chen Oil Etar. And the one who gets the Aliyah, as I said to you before, they're equal. Have to see what it says on the top. The Afshalom Laris. They can't see. Unless they bend. Samach Bali Dezer, you end up leaning on the table. Again, the table, not the mapa. Yesh lahat there, it's okay. Because everybody can see why you're not doing it because of gaiva. In other words, smicha looks like gaiva. I don't have to stand, it's not yira. Yira is you stand straight. If you're leaning already, it's gaiva. But if everyone can see why you're leaning, then it's okay. Look what he writes here. Maridik Avrumi, what he writes about the gaiva in those days. Famous Gan, Alpirai. Look what the gaiva used to do in those days. Shalpirai Baba Dasa, what was his job? He would be the one who would hold that silver hand. Shu'aychez biyad asami kesef. He would be the one, Lahairais, to show with Nea Kaira Beza Shura. He would show the Bakaira where to start from. Bateva Shuai Mirato. And there were times that it was impossible unless he's gonna bend over onto the table and show the Balkaira. So it wasn't the Balkaira's job to know where to start the Aliyah from. It was the job of the Gabbai. The Gabbai's job was to lean over and to point to where to go. So
a good move
that they switched. Yeah, because how would he, it's true, how would the Gabbai know where it ended? He would have to focus, he would be following along and they'd say for Torah. But he writes, after you read the top lines, Yagia gets in the middle of the page, like Harabloid, and then you can't lean anymore. Because now there's no need to lean anymore. Fine, this is what I want to show. Tell me what you think. Now comes the Piskei Teshuvos. Zaylan knows he is the number one safer that the world uses today. And tell me what you think. See, he says like this, his final halacha, all of this that we just said, Elam Kane, Pafshirusra Kapanalama de Smicha, if you can lean, Ayade Nasha Makherim, someone will hold the person up to get the aliyah. But let's say someone's in a wheelchair. So good, we see leaning, we saw from the Mishnah Berurah. If it's impossible, someone wants to get an aliyah, he's elderly. And he has to lean, and he has to be on the shulchan. He has no choice. He can get an aliyah. So you can give someone an aliyah, although he's going to end up leaning. You saw that in Mishnah Berurah. But Imre Sukin Lekise, what if he's in a wheelchair? The aim Bef Shurusalam Klal, he can't stand at all. Zero. So he's sitting. So again, it's not leaning. He's sitting. Aina Rishayim Lalas Latayr. He's not going to get an aliyah. He in B'diavad. In Karum Yoshev, if you did it B'diavad, you Yoytzev. So according to this, you're not allowed to give an aliyah to someone who's in a wheelchair. And I've had this question a number of times. People have asked, what do you do? But you clearly see over here that you're not allowed to do it. The only smicha. Then what does he write like this? So this is what I need to dial myself for. I want you to tell me what you think. Huh?
If the whole Zachos is concerned in Europe, everybody understands if somebody's in a wheelchair, why?
Okay, because that's worse than it, because he's very good, Moshe. He learns out of apostasy. When it comes to Christ, I tell you, you have to stand. We're going to see right now. But Moshe Shambach has to kasha. Ubal kaire kavua. Umino, so you have a good balkaira. She had there liquors the tire of a tenel. Bechala, and he's sick. Vinas naka. Now he can't walk. Yimyachos. So if you can do it all, you day smichal abima. I be see you on ashram. Okay, he's let's say he needs to lean. He has crutches. You can let him lean. Rishai lost his liquor, like we just said. But if he can't stand at all, ain't rishai liquors the tire be yeshiva. Yesh la menachetak. But someone else has to be the balkaira. Yesh aimrim. Look what he writes, the Yesh Ayim. That's what I want the Ayim to tell me, Alan. Because you're going to see who is this Yesh Ayim, and we're going to learn the Yesh Ayim inside. The Yesh Ayim, Shim Ein Nimtza Ben Akal. You don't have a Bal Kairik, Menusa, someone who knows the words. Mutav, it's better. She Yikra Zebi Yeshiva. Let the Bal Kairik sit. She Yamid Mandu Ben Akal. The Yikari Beribu Tais. Because you get someone else, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. Yitzuchu Lissak Mehaber Lavzir. So he's quoting, who is he quoting? Four. So I looked at the bottom. Four is Maidim Azmanim. He's quoting Ramesh Shtenbach. Like Moshe just said, the Alfin Amidah Miata Payma Dima B'chal Makom Ikrit's Kavod HaTzibur. Well, if the whole reason why you shouldn't sit is Kavod HaTzibur, okay, but we don't have another Balkari. You don't have a Balkari. You can have someone laying. He's in a wheelchair. Balkain Miyitzchu Akol LaHamtin's Man Rab. You have to wait for another Balkari. He could be Mako, even though he's only reading B'yeshiva. So, of course, what I did was I went to the Ma'ariv Mizmanim and I went to see what does he say. I don't understand what Moshe Chaim was saying. If you're not allowed to sit, so then why are we letting him sit? Look at Ramesha, tell me what, it's a long piece. Unless I went through most of it, I spent time on the end, because this is his maskana. Tell me what you think. This is what he says. He's trying to make a chilah between Kriyas HaTorah and Megillah. In what he wrote over there, he wants to know if someone reads the Megillah sitting. Is reading the Megillah sitting, could Balkaira read sitting? That's what he wants to know. That's his whole discussion there. On Purim, does the Balkaira have to stand or sit? He says like this, there's a chiluk between Taira and Megillah. Dibit Taira, hadin amida, din. It's a din in Kriyas HaTaira. V'yisayra din hu, be'etzam in Kriyas HaTaira. You need to stand. Avu Megillah, it's not a din in Kriyas HaMegillah, the Bay Amida. Because you're allowed to read the Megillah sitting. All right, like a chiluk in Kriya, you're allowed to read sitting the Yachid Tzibur. Right, why do you stand? Here, it's Kavod HaTzibur. Clearly, Rav Moshe Sternbruch says, Kavod HaTzibur is a din by Megillah, not by Kriya Satayr. Avolah Yikra B'Tzibur Yoshev, that's Kriya Satibur. Look what he writes. This is, tell me what you think. All right, the Iker HaDin B'Zeh, Eine Kavod HaTzibur, V'Ein La, by Kriya Satayr, V'Ein La Amiga Kival Kari Kagavna. U'mehai Taimi Yesh Loimar, if I have to wait a long time, why? Is he talking about just Megillah? He's not talking about Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Moshe Sternbruch is not talking about Kriyas HaTorah. He's talking about by Megillah. By Megillah, he says that ain't a chenami. If the Balkaira has to sit, let him sit, because you don't have another Balkaira. Where does he ever say that by Kriyas HaTorah, that if you don't have anybody else, then you can have the Balkaira sit? That's what I don't understand. I don't understand where, when the Piskei Teshuvos is quoting the Ma'ariv Mizmanim, and he's bringing the din, where he writes, the Iker, I know the Iker is maybe Kavod HaTzibur, but it's not what Moshe Sternbruch says. So the first sheet is that the Piskei Teshuvos brings down is right. And Rishai Likr is B'tar B'tshuva. The Yesh Shaimim that he's quoting for Moshe Sternbruch himself doesn't say that. He only says that by Megillah. By Megillah, ain't a chenami. If the only one that can lane is in a wheelchair, it's to let him lane. But not, he never said that by Kriyas HaTorah.
He's bringing him for the Sfarah, not for that.
That's what I'm saying, but he doesn't say it. Maybe you're right.
He's not bringing him for the application, he's bringing him for the Sfarah. The Svara, he wants to apply to Kriyas HaTorah.
You mean the Piskei Teshuvos is doing that? Well, he should say that then. I agree with you. If that's what he's saying, the Piskei Teshuvos doesn't normally do that. He should say, I feel that it's the same thing.
The Svara,
but it doesn't, when you read it, when you read it inside, he's quoting my mind in his mind. Maybe you're right. That's what I'm saying. Maybe you're right. Just to me, it's a little unclear. You could be right, but I agree with you. If he wants to do that and say that the Iker is Kavod HaTzibur and he wants to be you're 100% right. It's unclear.
He's taking him in both.
He said exactly. Very good, Moshe. That's what I want to say. I think he's taking him a step further. That's all. What?
It's not mahal.
That's not normally his mahal. That's what I'm saying. It's not normally his mahal. He would say that. He says narrowly. That's what he would normally say. It happens to be that in Rav Avadi Yosef does write exactly what I said. He says even by tefillah. Reading you at the end, he's not allowed a dam for Amid, he brings a kafachayim. But lahalacha, we saw that if someone does want to, someone asked me, they had yard sight and they were in a wheelchair, so I did say that to them, they could daven for Amid. It's really there, it's didn't cover that tzibur, and the tzibur was fine with them davening for Amid. So there is a chiluk between Kriyas HaTorah and at the end of the day, being a shliach tzibur. Allah Lamaisa generally don't want someone to be a shliach tzibur if they're going to have to sit in a wheelchair. But in the case of need, this person really asked me to do it and he wanted to do it. So I told him that they can do it. Go ahead.